This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Both Canada and the United States are expressing optimism about reaching a new trade deal by a Friday deadline. Those talks continued through the night here in Washington. President Donald Trump Wednesday said he believes they're going well.
I think Canada very much wants to make the deal, and I think it's going to be obviously very good for Canada if they do, and I think it's probably not going to be good at all if they don't. We have a very good relationship. They came yesterday to the White House, and we negotiated late into the evening. They're in the White House right now. We're negotiating with them right now, and they want to be a part of the deal. And we gave till Friday, and I think we're probably on track. We'll see what happens. But in any event, things are working out very well.
Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland, leading the Canadian team, said the talks are at an intense moment, but there has been goodwill expressed.
Both parties are coming to this stage of the negotiation with a lot of goodwill. Certainly that is what Canada is bringing to the table. We understand each other's positions and what both sides need very, very well. What we've always said is speaking for Canada, we're looking to stand up for our national interest, and we're looking to find compromises that are a win-win for all sides.
Mr. Trump set a Friday deadline so all three countries, including Mexico, can reach agreement before Mexican President Peña Nieto leaves office in November. Human remains of massacred tribes people were handed over to a delegation from Namibia by Germany at a church ceremony Wednesday in Berlin. Ernst Gamsabab is a Lutheran church bishop from Namibia.
The Namibian and German history was born out of a very bad experience and reality.
Germany acknowledged moral responsibility for the killings of the indigenous Herero people in the early 20th century. This is VOA News. The U.S. expressed growing concern over a pending assault by pro-government forces in Syria over the last remaining major rebel stronghold in northwest Idlib province. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
What we are concerned about is not just a potential chemical weapons attack, but we're concerned about the threat, any kind of escalation of violence in Idlib. That would put civilians and civilian infrastructure in Idlib at risk.
The U.S. said it's discussed the matter at several levels with the Russian government, which backs the Bashar al-Assad regime in Damascus. Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, held talks Wednesday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, with Syria on the agenda. He took aim at U.S. tariffs on Turkish aluminum and steel, denouncing America as an untrustworthy partner. The Turkish currency, the lira, Wednesday fell to its lowest level against the dollar in 2 weeks, after the credit rating agency Moody's downgraded the standing of 20 Turkish financial institutions. The lira has lost over 40% of its value so far this year. The director general of the World Health Organization said the number of Ebola cases in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo is on the decline.
The number of cases we see now is on the decline, but still, because of the inaccessible areas we have, and we have some contacts already in those areas, we cannot be sure that we don't have any cases in those inaccessible areas.
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said some areas of outbreak are off limits to health workers because they're in conflict zones. Nearly a month after the outbreak was declared, 112 confirmed or probable cases have been identified in North Kivu and Ituri provinces, involving 75 fatalities. Kenya's High Court Wednesday temporarily halted criminal proceedings against the Deputy Chief Justice arrested this week on corruption charges. The lawyers for Philomena Mwilu have filed a constitutional challenge, insisting this was a way to remove her from her office. Mwilu was one of the justices that voted to annul President Uhuru Kenyatta's election win last August, forcing a new vote. Newly inaugurated Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa Wednesday named a commission to investigate the deaths of six people in post-election violence. The army clashed with opposition protesters August 1st, opposed to last month's election result that they claim was rigged by the election board. The U.S. economy's second quarter performance was revised upward Wednesday. The new growth figure now 4.2%, the best performance in nearly 4 years, with the economy on track for its strongest annual growth in more than a decade. Stocks, meanwhile, continued a mini-rally amid investor optimism over new trade pacts with Canada and Mexico, the Dow Jones adding another 60 points to 26,000. 124. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.